According to a report from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, nearly 30% of the energy residents rely on is fueled by natural gas, almost 2% more than coal. We Energies wants to increase its natural gas delivery capacity by laying a pipeline from rural Walworth to Kenosha County. The utility says the 46-mile-long system is necessary to provide energy to ever-developing southeast Wisconsin. But most people gathered for a recent hearing on the proposal didn't seem to share We Energies' enthusiasm for the project. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
250 people filled the room at a popular meeting and reception venue in Burlington called Veterans Terrace. The Fox River serves as its natural backdrop. The river is one of the waterways the proposed 46-mile-long natural gas pipeline would cross on its meandering path. Two possible routes are on the table. Both begin southeast of Whitewater and connect to an existing natural gas main. Eventually, the pipeline would hook up to a line currently under construction in Kenosha County. Stephen Amond says he and his father's farmland would be impacted by both routes.
And I'm not opposed to progress in distributing gas to the customers, but we own a number of properties where previous pipelines have went through. And there seems to be always problems with drainage.
Farmers in this area routinely install series of tiles and ditches in their fields. The systems help prevent water from ponding when heavy rains come to reduce the risk that farmers will lose crops to flooding. Amond says if the pipeline project moves forward, he'd like something in writing from We Energies, promising to repair any damaged tile lines. Company spokesperson Brendan Conway says the utility takes farmers' concerns seriously.
We understand that the drainage is an issue on any farmland in this country, but certainly for a lot of the farmers we heard from that, we have committed and will continue to commit that not only will we fix any drain tiles that would be damaged during the construction, but in future years if they were to be damaged, we'd come and work with them as well. So, I mean, that's committed.
Conway's words do little to appease Richard Ingram. He's worried about his nearly 200 acres, some of which is farmed. Ingram told staff at the Public Service Commission hearing he doesn't know where to start with his list of concerns.
There's a number of things. You know, they want to bore through wetlands. I'm not sure how they can bore through wetlands when the average homeowner can't touch them. I don't get it.
Wetlands would be impacted by the We Energies natural gas pipeline, at least 80, and more if the alternative plan is approved. Adam Ingwell with the Public Service Commission says its commissioners weigh all environmental impacts as they decide whether to approve the proposed pipeline.
And our environmental review talks about the different routes and the impacts associated with them, and it has all kinds of general mitigation and avoidance measures that can be undertaken. So when the time comes for a commission decision, whatever that is, if the commission were to approve the project and pick a route, the commission decision could include any of a number of environmental mitigation things, right, that have come forth.
Chaz Self isn't sure he'd be able to mitigate his way around the pipeline. He and his wife farm organically outside of East Troy. Self says the proposed pipeline would cut their 400 acres in half.
You know, I should have talked a little bit more about is how personal that land is to us. Like, I've stepped foot on every single piece of that land. I've chased cows down that road. You know, I've been shocked by that fence. And I think it's hard for something like this to be proposed and not really realize how much effect it does have on farmers.
As a certified organic farmer, Self can't use chemical fertilizers or petroleum-based sprays to keep weeds under control in his fields. Self says the heavy equipment used to lay a pipeline would compact and could contaminate his soils. He says if his soil became contaminated, it could take up to 7 years for his organic operation to recuperate. Spokesperson Brendan Conway insists the utility is committed to work with landowners along the pipeline's path.
We want to get to an agreement with every property owner to give them, get an easement, pay them, have a good working relationship. That's kind of the first, second, and third step as part of this process for us. And that's all we're focused on at this point.
PSC commissioners will hold an open meeting to consider We Energies' pipeline application. That's expected to happen this month. The State Department of Natural Resources is also in the process of considering permits that would cover waterway and wetland impacts, as well as the utility's erosion control plans. Under state state law, the DNR must decide on those permits within 30 days of the Public Service Commission's decision. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.